deserts to the sea, from the mountains to the snow, you are tuned in to the Johnny Punish Show, produced by the Veterans Today Network and BTN Radio, brought to you by HireVeterans.com, America's job board for U.S. veterans. Let's get this show rockin'!
I spent all my years fighting for a place in the sun, and I hit the ground running, thinking it was.
So I'm sitting out here in front of Kiki's restaurant in my car because I can't go outside because the trucks are running by, so it's too noisy. And I can't go to the restaurant because there's too many people.
Well, and wait a minute. Now, I don't think that's too hard done by. As I understand, you have this beautiful emerald green caddy that's a big old caddy, so you can, like, spread out in there, and you're in a lush, plush chair, probably a nicer chair than I'm sitting in right now. So it's all good, buddy.
Let's get started. Welcome to the Johnny Punish Show. On the line, I have Sean Bendick. He is an expert in real estate from Mexico. He's originally from Canada. He works with Living Riviera Maya. Is it realestate.com, Sean? Is that right?
LivingRivieraMaya.com, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Sean, you know, what's going on in the United States right now? They just elected a new president, President Trump. He's talked a lot about a trade war with Mexico. 35% tariffs are coming by. And that was a truck coming by, probably one of the trucks carrying Donald Trump's merchandise that he's taking from Mexico. But anyway, who knows, right? The bottom line is 35% tariffs he's promised. It's going to change the dynamic in Mexico. We've already seen the markets react to it. We have a peso right now at 20.55 to 1. That's a historic high in the last 20 years in Mexico. And it's creating opportunities for people. And also a lot of people are losing. In addition, he's talking about his wall and his deportating 3 million people or 15 million people or something like that. So all these dynamics, and then the fact that Donald Trump was not even elected by a popular vote, it looks like Hillary Clinton's going to win by about 2 million votes in a country that uses the Electoral College, which is a thing that they invented in the 1700s. So we have a dynamic in the States that's just crazy. We got a lot of people who are really upset. They want to move to Canada. They want to move to Mexico. I want to talk to you about moving to Mexico, buying real estate in Mexico. So tell me, what's going on in Mexico right now in real estate?
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot of stuff you got going on there, JP. Well, let me tell you, you know, any kind of uncertainty like you just outlined always allows for opportunity. And you don't want people panicking or anything like that. Just stand back and don't react. Just stand back and see how it's best to respond. And, you know, we have a lot of people doing that now. We see that, you know, at first everybody was kind of stunned and they just sat for a moment. And within a couple of days, the phones were ringing like crazy here. And what's happened is a very interesting thing. I mean, we always get a few calls after an election. There's a few people that, you know, aren't so happy and they're thinking to do something different. But this time we're getting calls every single day. We get calls all the time from people that are looking for a way to have something different. They may be sitting on the fence for a long time thinking, what can I do? What, you know, where can I go to diversify my lifestyle or my investments or whatever? And they may have been thinking about Mexico for a long time, but now it's kind of like pushed them over and they're actually taking action now. And we get calls all the time of people that are exploring the options of what would it be like to be able to come here and invest in Mexico and or live in Mexico or retire in Mexico. And, you know, one investor I had just a couple of days ago was really funny. I'll share this story with you. He's calling me from Chicago and he's a big investor. He's got a lot of stuff on the go in Chicago and he's telling me how great Chicago is and how he can buy all these apartments in Chicago and how he can rent them out and he can make a lot of money there. And he's going on and on. And I finally, when he stopped, I said, so why are you calling me about Playa del Carmen? Why don't you stay in Chicago? And he had this long pause on the phone, right? And he says, well, Sean, Chicago's cold in the winter and it's miserable here. And I want to go there and enjoy my investment. I want to make an investment that can diversify my portfolio somewhere where I can be in a tourist market, where I can capitalize year round on my rentals, where I can do a short term rental, make more money than my long term rental. And he's going on and on. He says, I want to come down and enjoy it myself sometimes. And so now he's getting into lifestyle too, right? So he went on and on, JP, and he had every reason, and he knew every reason he should be looking to diversify. He just was chewing on it a little bit, wasn't really ready to give it up until I asked him. And then he had all his own answers. And I don't think he's unlike a lot of people. I mean, I think there's a lot of people who are in the same boat as him, and they're thinking, well, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and now I think I'll take some action. And that's why our phones are ringing, JP, and we're seeing it down here.
Wow. So is it reflected or being reflected in the prices in Playa del Carmen yet? Or where are the price points in Playa del Carmen happening? Where is that at? And what are we looking at in terms of investments and return on investments?
You know, in Playa del Carmen right now, we have a really strong market. It's been coming back for the last 2 or 3 years, just slowly coming back. And there's a fair amount of inventory on the market. So we have kind of an interesting mix. We have more demand. Demand is growing all the time, but the absorption rate is not so high that we're running low on inventory because we have a lot of builders here that are building. If you came to town, JP, you walked around, you'd see new construction all over the place. I was standing beside a small house that one investor was looking at the other day, and from the corner, I could see four other developments going up in that part of town where they actually are in the teardown stage of that older neighborhood, and they're building something that's new and luxurious there. And so it's starting to be a turnover of older neighborhoods. But that said, our pricing for one of the top tourist destinations in the world, south of Cancun here in Playa del Carmen, it's still cheap. I mean, people can come in. One gentleman that's a retired guy called me yesterday about a beautiful two-bedroom condo overlooking a pool. It's $135,000. Now, that's not right in the tourist district, but for him, he's a retiree. He didn't want to be right in the tourist district. So really, there's still great options to be had here. There's people coming in for many different reasons. As far as investment goes, I mean, you get a lot of numbers being splashed around out there from, you know, I make 9%, I make 10%, I make you 12%. And a lot of people will say that kind of thing. And there are great returns to be had like that. Sometimes you're making great returns, but you know, when you're buying and you're coming in here and you're buying in at this time in the market and the market is only growing, then it's your equity that's going to also play in your return at the tail end. So right now, what's interesting is there's those people who are coming here to take advantage of the timing in the market. And there's those people who have been here for a long time. And just to draw a separation between a first home market and a market like this, where it's a second home luxury market, a second home luxury market is very different cycle than a first home market. If you have a first home market, you know, people stay in their home, they raise their family there, they get the kids into school, they stay in the school district for the entire time the kids are in school. So that's a long-term buy. But here in a second home market, you get a lot of people, they come, they buy their baby boomer age groups when they buy. And in a short cycle of, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 years, they're thinking about selling again. So that's a huge thing right now because we have some sellers who are ready to sell and we have buyers coming in. And so the buyers have a choice between buying directly from a developer. That's certainly a great option that we can take them and show them from any developer, any development out there and any other listing agent out there. And so they're choosing between products that people are ready to sell. So they're resale, let's say, and they're choosing between the projects we show them from developers. So there's plenty of inventory to make a choice, and there's some great deals to be had. Some of the people that are selling are just ready to sell. And that's what we do best as buyer's agents. We find them those kind of products.
Another question for you, the peso versus the dollar. How is that going to affect in the next 4 years during the age of Trump? You know, right now, 10 years ago, we were at 10 to 1. Now we're at 20 to 1. Talk about that. Tell our listeners how that's going to benefit them if they move to Mexico or not benefit them.
This is interesting, JP. You know, I've lived in Mexico for 15 years now. And it's interesting because every time I travel to Canada or United States and I step into a restaurant or a store and I look around and I look at prices and I think, oh my gosh, how do people afford to live here? And it spins me around every time I go. And it's really interesting because if you take that the opposite direction, so when I'm going on vacation or I'm going to visit family and I'm experiencing that in Canada and the United States, if you're an American and you come down here, think about this. And I want to talk to you about this, JP. This is not just about how can the rich get richer. This is about, what about the people that are on a fixed income? What about the people that are retiring? What about the people who are planning their retirement? What are they going to do? And quite frankly, you know, here's an example. I know a fellow, he's from Texas. He had a modest pension. He's an ex-military man. He came here. He rented a house, a three-bedroom house. He rented it in pesos. He pays 5,000 pesos a month. JP, do the math. That's about $250 a month he's paying for a three-bedroom house. I mean, how nice is that for an option for people that are on a fixed income or that just want to make their dollar go further? Because quite frankly, a lot of the people that are in retirement stage, they're seeing their lifestyle depleted. They're seeing their net income falling, and they're draining it just to maintain, just to be able to live, not even maintain their lifestyle, just to be able to live, and their lifestyle is falling. And if you came here, everything you pay is in pesos. And if you had a modest income of US dollars or Canadian dollars for that matter, and you're paying your utilities, your groceries, your restaurant outings, your entertainment, you're paying it all in pesos, think about how much further that would go. It's a big missing part for a lot of people. They don't realize that they have options. They don't have to be stuck. They don't have to be corralled in. They can actually come and take advantage of that. And you know what, JP, I'm not saying everybody should move to Mexico. I'm just saying there's a lot of people out there. They rent a modest place in their retirement. They stay there. Well, gosh, you know, if they came here for 6 months out of the year and they enjoyed the winter here and they rented here, their cost, their overall cost would be so much less. They would save so much money, and that pension money that they're working on, or that fixed income that they're working on, would go so much further. And that's the point. You know, I mean, I have one couple coming down to look at a property that we have that's a house, but it's like a townhouse. So it shares a wall with an adjacent property. It has three apartments in there. Now, this person, their plan is to live for free. Now, think about that. They're going to come here. They got three apartments in one house, and it's an apartment per floor. So they've got a ground floor apartment for themselves because they said they don't want to do stairs anymore. So they've got their ground floor apartment. And then they've got another apartment above that. And then they've got a rooftop apartment that overlooks, and they all overlook a little park. Now, they're going to rent out two apartments and live in one. They're going to completely, not just supplement, but they're going to add to their wealth because they're going to be able to live off of what they're already living off of, their pension. They're going to be able to live off of that, and all this extra money will add to their wealth. How about that? How about being in a position where you can afford to buy a modest house like that? It's like $209,000, and they're going to be able to continue to add to their net worth and add to their wealth and live for less. Is that going to rock your house?
That's unbelievable. You know what, Sean? I also want to talk to you about this idea that Trump wants to get rid of Obamacare. He wants to privatize Social Security. He wants to do a lot of changes, and it's already rough on Americans as it is. It doesn't look good. Can you talk to me about healthcare in Mexico for the average person?
Okay. This is a big, this is also a big misunderstood part. It's really interesting when I chat with people that come here for the first time or for the 10th time, it's always interesting to just have a conversation with them and see how much they really know and understand about Mexico. And that's one of the fallacies. People think, oh, I got to go home for medical care. You know, I need an evac system. I need to be able to fly out of there in case I get sick. It's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I got people flying in here because they get sick. People coming here because they're waiting in Canada for 6 months to get into the doctor to get a scan on their knee and get their knee taken care of. In the meantime, they fly down here and they go to a hospital that would just blow you away. As I walk up to the hospital, I say to my wife when I'm taking my son there a few years back, I say, gosh, this looks like a hotel where they'd be serving tea in the lobby. And we walked in, JP, they were serving tea in a lobby. It was unbelievable. And what happens is, so people come down, they got on a 6-month waiting list and might get bumped again, depending if somebody's more urgent than them in Canada, or they come down and get it done over the weekend. I mean, we have services here that all the doctors and dentists and everybody here, they're all trained in the same European schools or American schools or Canadian schools. They go abroad for training and they bring that back here. Now, for us, for instance, my son needed a soft tissue throat scan. He was having problems with his throat. And so we went in, we did a soft tissue throat scan. We've got the doctor referred him to a specialist. The throat scan was done when we walked in, and literally we could have done it the next day, but they said, well, you know, the next day is Saturday. You might want to wait till Monday. It'll be a little less expensive than bringing in a specialist on Saturday. Like, okay, let's wait till Monday. We go in, we're done. The next day we have it. The specialist reads it with our doctor and goes over it with our doctor. So they analyze what the problem is, and it costs us 3,000 pesos. I mean, you just can't get that kind of service that quick anywhere.
Well, to translate 3,000 pesos for our listeners, because a lot of people don't understand the translation, how much money is that in dollars?
Today's dollars is about $150. It might have been about $175 at the time when that happened. And, you know, I mean, JP, I've got stories like that from clients. I had a client had a heart attack here, and I knew about it, and he went. He was taken to the heart specialist in Cancun, and he was taken by ambulance up there. We helped his wife. We resettled her up into Cancun so that she could be closer to him. And, you know, 10 days later, he comes walking in, holding hands with his wife, and he sits down on my couch in my office, and he says, Sean, he says, I'm so grateful this happened here in Mexico. And I'm just shaking my head. I said, okay, I need that story. He says, Sean, I got over to the hospital in Playa del Carmen, and from there they stabilized me, took care of me, got me in an ambulance, got me to the specialist in the heart clinic up in Cancun. And he said, Sean, I had a private room. I had 4 nurses on rotation. I had a menu every time dinner came up that I got to choose from. I was served with a white linen tablecloth every meal. And he said, I felt like the king. And he said, the best part was when I left, it cost me about 25% of what it would have cost me had it happened in the United States. Yeah. So JP, people miss that whole part. I mean, really, if it's Medicare or dental work, I mean, we have people flying in for dental work all the time because it's just less expensive. Come in, have your dental work done here and enjoy a vacation at the same time. Why not? Right?
Yeah. So the point is, for the listeners out there, the Trump opportunity, should we say, is that it looks like, unfortunately for local Mexicans, they might get a raise in the peso or devaluation of the peso. That's going to make it hard for them. But for people visiting or for people retiring who are people that earn U.S. dollars, it's going to be a huge benefit for those people. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many ways for them to benefit. Think about it. The fellow from Chicago, he comes down, he buys himself a nice investment property, comes down and enjoys it 2-3 times a year. What can he do? Well, look at the advantage. It's a foreign investment property. Now he can write off his trip when he comes for vacation because he's coming to check his rental property that he has down in Playa del Carmen. I mean, of course, I'm not an accountant or a tax attorney, but he's going to go to his accountant and he's going to check that out. And there's going to be a way he's going to have a tax write-off right there. And actually, if you want to talk about that, and you should hit on that, if you're talking about advantages of spending some time here, if a person wants to buy a property here, the property taxes alone are saving huge amounts of money over what we pay both in Canada and the United States. I mean, people here will often have a property. Let me tell you my property. Okay. I had a property, the last property I sold it now, but I had a property that was 2 lots, side by side, had a big privacy wall all the way around it, had the main house, had a swimming pool, and I had a stone house in the back of the property that was the original house on the property. For that house, I paid 1,664 pesos taxes, property taxes per year, which at that time equated to about $100. Now it'd be about $80.
I know that's hard for Americans to get their head around because they pay such high property taxes, but that's a fact in Mexico. And it's hard to get your head around that. It's really, when I went to go pay my property taxes, I was demanding that I pay more. And the guy was yelling at me, said, no, that's the charge. I said, no, I want to talk to the manager, get some money here who's going to give me the right price. Cause this is BS. I'm not paying $50 a year for property taxes. Are you kidding me? And he goes, no, sir. And if you don't pay us $50, I'm throwing your butt out of here. I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. We got into this big, huge thing. It was amazing. And that's when I learned the power of living in Mexico in terms of the raising of your standard of living across the board. And it's been like that since I got here 20 years ago.
It is like that. And, you know, I talk to a lot of Canadians because people always ask me about Canadians and are Canadians still investing in that? And this is something we should really talk about. I know that you want to talk about currencies and the US dollar and the US political situation, but think about Canadians too. Canadians are looking at the market, and I've had more Canadian buyers recently than in our office and throughout than you know, in the past. I mean, we've always had strong Canadian investments here, but sometimes Canadians say, oh, but the American dollar is killing me, because, you know, the American dollar, not only is it strong to the peso, it's also strong to the Canadian dollar. And you'll get some people, it depends on their perspective, right? Which side are they looking at? How are they looking, short term or long term? Because, you know, Canadian says, oh, but I have to buy my property in Mexico in US dollars, which that's typically true, paying US dollars. But that's a one time paying US dollars. And now they have an investment property in Mexico, creating an income source for them in US dollars, which is ultimately what they wanted, was they wanted an income in US dollars. How can a Canadian create an income in US dollars? Well, now they're renting their place indefinitely in US dollars, buy the place in US dollars. Now they have it indefinite in US dollars, right?
So all around, I think the Donald Trump presidency is going to create big opportunities for investors, big opportunities for retirees. I don't know if you know this, but he talked about privatizing Social Security today on the news. That's going to be a big problem for American citizens, American elderly. I don't know where that's going right now. Nobody seems to know, but this is urgent for some people that are looking to change their life or looking to a better opportunity for themselves.
Absolutely. You know, it's JP. I had a client last week. They went out and bought a car because the when the peso spiked, they had the car figured out. Or I mean, when the dollar to the peso went up, it went up to 20 pesos per dollar. When that happened, they ran right back to the car dealership because they were planning to buy a car anyway, and it was priced in pesos. They paid for it on their credit card.
Wow, that's taking advantage of opportunity.
Exactly.
It's been great having you on the show today. I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Tell us more about how people can contact you directly if they want to talk to you specifically about their situation, or to buy or to visit you and to get to know you and try to figure out what could be their best options.
Okay. Really, you know, a person can email me. That's super easy. It's Sean@LivingRivieraMaya.com/realestate. And they can do that, or they can call our office, and it's really easy. It's a U.S. number. Call our office and get a hold of our assistant Barbara there. It's 760-994-1716. So super easy for them. Just call that number, 760-994-1716. My name's Sean Bandick, and they'll, you know, we can connect that way. That'll be easy, JP.
Okay, great. I'll also post that on the on vtlive.com, so you'll have all the links to your website and your phone number, your business phone number, and your email is Sean, S-H-A-W-N, correct?
Yes, S-H-A-W-N @LivingRivieraMaya.com.
Perfect. Okay, great. Sean, it was great having you on the show today. Really enlightening. Let's see what happens with Trump in the next 3 to 6 months. Is he going to be the Donald Trump on the campaign and do everything he said he's going to do? Or is he going to back off all his promises and end up buying a house from you in Mexico?
Okay. I'll let you know if that happens.
We'll talk again, Sean.
Thanks, JP.
Okay, be cool.
day, America. From the deserts to the sea, from the mountains to the snow, this concludes today's Johnny Punish Show. Produced by the Veterans Today Network and BTN Radio. Brought to you by HireVeterans.com, America's job board for U.S. veterans. I'm your host, Johnny Punish, wishing you an amazing day. Until we meet again!
I spent all my years